The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kravitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kravitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kavitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko, and thank you so much for joining me here on Sunny 95, 94.7 FM, WSNY. It's Father's Day, and I want to give we want to dedicate this show to all the fathers out there, all the dads, and I'm going to encourage people to give a call here if you'd like to have me give a shout-out to your dad. Wish him a happy Father's Day. You can do so by calling the studio here at 459-9769. We'll be able to say happy Father's Day on your behalf. Now, it is also a good chance. You know what else? I was thinking about this. It's probably the only day of the year when fathers can go out and golf without guilt. but not at my house, Bo. My wife's always been really, really generous with that. But you know what? If you haven't gotten your father a Father's Day gift yet, it's not too late. And in fact, you can give him golf as a Father's Day gift. And here's how. I'm hosting the Dr. Kavitko Golf Classic for the benefit of Down Syndrome, July 31st. And all you need to do is go to dentallyspeaking.com and click on where it says register for the golf outing and get your dad signed up or your husband or whomever. And then later on, when he wakes up, you can tell him what his Father's Day gift is. So you can go to www.dentallyspeaking.com, or you can also go to the Down Syndrome Association website, which is www.dasaco.net. That's DSACO.net. Okay? He won't even have to know that it was a last-minute thing, you know? But it'll be great, and you'll be helping out a good cause. And let me just tell you a little bit about the golf outing, because like as I said, it is July 31st, and the money goes to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. It will be held at Bent Tree Golf Club and Royal American Links. And you would receive, or he would receive, breakfast, a steak lunch, beer and beverages, green fees, and cart. And there will be a silent auction. We're going to have a lot of neat stuff. Coach Tressel, Coach Mata, Coach Foster have all promised silent auction items. We have an autographed hockey jersey from R.J. Umberger of the Blue Jackets coming. And lots of neat things. It'll be a lot of fun. So go to www.deseco.net or dentallyspeaking.com to register. Remember, during the show, if you want to give a call, tell my producer or your dad's name, and we will give out a happy Father's Day to your dad. Okay, so because it's Father's Day, I'm going to start off by acknowledging my dad. Now, my dad has passed away in 1987, Louis Kavitko, and my father-in-law, George Onisik, he passed away in 1994. Just want to say that we miss you both greatly. And you know what? I think about these things a lot. If it weren't for my father-in-law's smile, my four kids would not exist. I might not have married my wife because she might not have existed. I remember my mother-in-law, she said many times on how cute she thought he was when they first met. And I'm going to think she wouldn't have thought he was cute if he had every other tooth missing or something. So, you know, dentistry, taking care of yourself, taking care of your smile, plays a big part in relationships, in getting to be a dad, I guess, in the first place. I've listened to the women that work for me at the office. One group was, there was a time when several of them were on the dating websites. I don't know which one or which ones, but I remember them looking at the photograph that the person had posted, and they said, oh, look at those teeth. I could never go out on a date with him. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind when you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror, if your teeth are yellow, if they're getting decayed, if there's a tooth missing or two. You know, on one hand, some guys think it's kind of cool to have a front chipped tooth, kind of shows they're tough, or maybe a missing tooth because they weren't wearing their mouth guard. But women don't always agree. Yeah, they may want you to be tough, but they don't want you to be missing teeth either. And I don't think I can blame them. I don't have a lot of details yet because we don't have it finalized, but I did want to mention that this summer, the Clintonville Rotary Club is going to be sponsoring Movies in the Park. Now, the reason I don't have a lot of details yet is because we have to firm things up, but the first one could be as early as July 10th, and it may not be July 10th, so don't write that down yet. Just kind of make a little mental note. And these are G movies, and so, you know, all the dads that are listening, since it is Father's Day, remember this, because either on July 10th or July 17th, or July 24th or 31st, a couple of those dates, we are going to host Movies in the Park, and, you know, bring all the kids. It's a kids' movie, so I figure there have to be dads out there, if there are kids out there, right, by definition. And just kind of mark it down, because I don't want to give any details and have them be wrong, but I do know that we're going to have a couple movies this summer, sponsored by the new Clintonville Rotary Club, of which I'm a member. I also want to give out a Father's Day greeting in memoriam also, to a couple gentlemen who have passed away, but who are near and dear to people who work here at Sunny 95. One would be Frank Cook, who passed away a few years ago, and the other would be Ralph Ramsey, who passed away a couple of years ago. But you are all in our thoughts, all in our memories. And somebody once told me, one of my patients told me that, you know, a person's really not dead unless they're forgotten. And I thought that was pretty neat. And so I've always remembered that, and I've always kind of taken it to heart. And I hope I'm never forgotten, and I don't think any of us want to be forgotten. So those kinds of things, I think, go a long way. Now, again, Father's Day theme. So what we're going to do, well, tell you what, the question of the day, usually I've already given that out, a little bit long-winded today, but let me give out Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, and that is, according to the American Dental Association, between the school years 2004-2005 on up to the school year 2008-2009, applications to advanced training programs in pediatric dentistry increased by what percent? Okay? And the reason that I think that's a good Father's Day topic is because these people are going to work on kids when they get out. And you have to have fathers to have kids. Well, I guess we do have some techniques now where you don't need that, but I guess there has to be a man at some point in line, right? You know, the little cup thing. But anyway, okay. And also, I thought that we would talk about the father of modern dentistry and also the father of modern oral surgery, the father of implant dentistry, the father of modern orthodontics, the father of modern endodontics. Who are these people? Who are these people that made such a big difference in our lives, allowing us to have healthy teeth, allowing us to have teeth that don't hurt, teeth that look attractive, teeth that are whiter, all of those types of things. And I think that we're going to go back pretty far. By the way, we're saying modern dentistry because the earlier, I think that it was 7,000 BC was when the first evidence of dentistry having been done was discovered by archaeologists, and it was a little green wire in a lower front tooth, and it looked like someone had done a root canal. They had put a root canal in this lower front tooth. Now, back then, they thought it was a worm. They thought the nerve was a worm. It is kind of, you know, if you hold it up, it is kind of wiggly. Not by itself, but because you're holding it. But we're going to be talking about the fathers of the different types of modern dentistry when we come back after the break. And remember, the question of the day is, between 2004-05 and 2008-09 school years, applications to advanced training programs in pediatric dentistry increased by what percent? And we're going to take your calls, your guesses to the question, as well as any shout-outs you'd like to give to your father at 459-9769. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back after the break.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City. Or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Why I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. It's our Father's Day edition. Thank you for joining me today. It's a beautiful day, and I expect there are going to be a lot of dads out there on the golf course. In fact, some of you are probably on your way because you have an early tea time because you want to get home to spend some time with your kids and your wife, and you know, I think that's pretty neat. There was a time when I kind of got away from golfing because I just felt like I didn't want to be away that long, and so I either would not go or play nine holes or something, but not on Father's Day. On Father's Day, it seems like it's okay. So, you know what? I also wanted to give a shout out to my son Brian. He is going in kind of like like an early Father's Day wish to him, because he's going to be a dad this August. So that's only, what is that, like a month and a half away. Brian, if you're listening, happy Father's Day. I know some, you can listen to the show online, by the way, live, streams live. And also you can hear replays on columbustoday.com. This show replays at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. But you can access podcasts by going to www.dentallyspeaking.com. Or you can go to iTunes and type in search word Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. And last week on the show, we had Dr. Hoy, who is the dentist, the team dentist for the LA Lakers. And as you know, they won the NBA championship. So happy Father's Day to Dr. Hoy and all of the dads on the NBA team and all of the people associated with it. Okay, now, the father of modern dentistry, what we want to do is I'm going to kind of do this in order of ancient, not ancient, because we're talking about modern, but let's just say that rather than the father of modern dentistry, I want to start with the father of modern oral surgery. A couple names need mentioned. One is Dr. Ambroise Pare. Now, he lived from 1517 to 1590, and he was known as the, they were called dentalators. And they were a specific group of practitioners caring for the oral cavity and the teeth. They were the first specialists in treating teeth. Dentalators performed surgery, tooth extractions, and bloodletting. So this gentleman was known as the greatest surgeon of the Renaissance. He began as a barber surgeon. And by the way, that red stripe on the barber's pole, that is to indicate blood. That refers back to when they were also surgeons. But then if you move forward in time, Dr. Simon Houlihan, he lived from 1810 to 1857, and he was a pioneer in the field and is known. He's also known as the father of oral surgery. But in his lifetime, what he did is he corrected things like over 500 operations to correct for cleft palate, cleft lip, other abnormalities and diseases of the mouth and jaw. And he carried out the first surgical procedure on the lower arch, the mandible, for a deformity in 1848 on a 20-year-old girl with a gross facial deformity resulting from burns. He frequently invented his own instruments, six of which still remain in use today. In addition, he was a successful author and lecturer, and he's also known as a humanitarian. He died from pneumonia in 1857. And, you know, all this orthognathic surgery that you see where people can go undergo where they have no chin, or they have this big chin, or they have their upper arch is just too small, too weak, can date back to this gentleman. And so we all have him to thank as the father of modern oral surgery, Dr. Simon P. Houlihan. And don't forget Dr. Ambrose Pear back in 1517. The next one in order, chronologically is what I was trying to say earlier, is the father of modern dentistry. And again, checking that, I found a couple different names. One is a gentleman, Pierre Fouchard, who was born in 1678. And he wrote, he's French, and he wrote a textbook, a series of, and he wanted to get everything documented. It was essentially, it was 38 chapters. It had two volumes, 42 plates depicting chiefly instruments and appliances. And he just went through and wrote everything down for the first time. But think about that. That was 1678. And a couple of things that that he said, for example, one, the German tooth worm theory is probably wrong. I have looked through a microscope many times and have found no worms. We were talking about that at the beginning, you know, with the Egyptians having done the first root canal in 7000 BC. They used to thought it was what we now know as the nerve was a worm. He also wrote sugar is detrimental to both gums and teeth. We should limit it in our daily foods. The first teeth, which are called milk teeth, separate themselves from their roots without anyone knowing just what becomes of them. Some dentists say they have no roots, but they are wrong. Now, this is, again, this gentleman was born in 1678. This is pretty neat because he was right, and he didn't have the benefit of x-rays. So he didn't know really what was happening to these roots. He just happened to know that those other folks were wrong. If you fill teeth after removing the caries, which is what we call decay, it will strengthen the teeth. That's still true today. Not true today is he recommended lead, tin, and sometimes gold. The lead, obviously, a no-no. Tin, I'm not so sure about. But gold, we still use today. Let's see, what did he put? Next one. Teeth should be cleaned periodically by a dentist. Still true today. When teeth are irregular, I straighten them by using files to make the spaces between them, forceps to loosen the teeth, and wires to hold teeth in their new position until firm. I have observed that teeth of young persons are much easier to straighten than those of grown-up persons, because you see in young persons the roots are not as large, and partly because the parts surrounding them are softer. When persons of some years undertake this operation, the use of considerable time is required before success can be attained. And one more I'll read. If a tooth is knocked out, it can be replanted and used for many years. He certainly was ahead of his time and had some many new, almost revolutionary ideas. Pretty neat. I don't know how anybody could be that far ahead of their time, but he was. So that was Pierre Fouchard, Dr. Pierre Fouchard, born 1678. The other name that came up as the father of modern dentistry is Dr. Green Vardaman Black. Now, he lived from 1836 to 1915. And, you know, moving forward in time here. And he was born a farmer in Winchester, Illinois, on August 3rd of 1836. He had a meager educational advantage by going a few months each year in the winter to a new room school near his father's farm. He showed very little interest in school, however, preferring to wander through the woods studying nature and wildlife, which developed his keen sense of observation and analytical mind, which in turn turned out to be the foundation of his life achievement. At the age of 17, he decided to study medicine at his brother Thomas G. Black's office, who was a practicing physician in Clayton, Illinois. After 4 years of study, which was from 1853 to 56, gaining knowledge in anatomy and medicine, he studied dentistry under J.C. Spear, who was practicing dentist at Mount Sterling, Illinois. He read and twice reread the only book on dentistry that Dr. Spear owned. He assisted Dr. Spear in his work for a few months, and with little formal education, went on to set up a practice in Jacksonville, Illinois. Okay, when we come back, I think that's so cool. Well, we're going to give out some guesses to our question of the day, some shout-outs to people who want to say hello to their dad. We'll talk about the father of modern implant dentistry and modern orthodontics. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on 94.7 FM WSNY. Sunny 95, and we'll be right back.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkavitko.com.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all.
Welcome back to our Father's Day edition of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Again, thanks for joining me. It's a beautiful day. I think it's going to be into the, at least high 80s, maybe into the 90s. And honestly, I'm going to be out there golfing today with my son, my youngest son, and my wife. It's Father's Day, so my wife said, whatever I want to do, I can do. And I'm very fortunate. She's taken some golf lessons, and she's getting better. And we do it together now, so I don't have to feel guilty being gone because we're out there together. Now, we had some people call in with guesses to the question of the day, which, by the way, is, according to the American Dental Association, between the school years 2004-2005 and 2008-2009, applications to advanced training in programs in pediatric dentistry increased by what percent? Diana has guessed 10%, Corey has guessed 22%, and Jenna guessed 17%. And none of those are correct, but please keep your phone calls coming. And remember, give us a call, and I'll give a shout-out to your dad. And don't forget to go to www.dentallyspeaking.com and register for the golf outing, and you can give it to your dad as a gift. He'll never know that you bought it this morning. You'll get a confirmation. If you do it online, you'll get a confirmation sheet you can type off, or rather print off, and you can kind of block out the date if you want. He'll never know. It doesn't even matter, honestly. He'll just appreciate it. If your dad's not with you, pick up the phone and call. You know how Mother's Day, the phones ring so much that it usually overwhelms the lines, and you get a message that says, please try again later. So I think it should be the same on Father's Day. And all of those people that are thinking of their dad, let them know by picking up the phone and giving them a call. Okay, so we said we were going to talk about the father of modern orthodontics. And with orthodontics, as with modern dentistry and oral surgery, a couple names need mentioned. And the first one is Dr. Norman Kingsley. Now, he lived from 1825 to 1896. And he was the first dental pioneer he made great advancements. He was a splendid thinker and skilled artisan. And he introduced several innovations, including, it's called occipital traction. Now, by the way, the back of your head, the top of the back of your head, is called the occiput bone, or the occipital bone, sometimes known as the occiput. Initially, he extracted teeth, and then he moved the front teeth back into the spaces that he had created. Does that sound familiar? Now, when we talk about occipital traction, he would put a band around the back of your head and attach it to the teeth and move them back, and that is still done today. So, after 1850, the first text that systematically described orthodontics appeared. The most notable was his. It was called A Treatise on Oral Deformities, and it was released in 1880. And then, the other number, their name, I'm sorry, that comes up, and the one that most dentists today would recognize, is Dr. Edward Angle. He lived from 1855 to 1930. And in fact, every time I do an exam at my office, I tell my assistant, write down that their teeth are class 1, 2, or 3. Well, that class is referred to the Angle's classification. Dr. Angle identified different types of occlusion and wrote it all down. And, you know, he studied at Pennsylvania College of Dental Surgery. He became a doctor of medicine in 1897. Worked as a professor of orthodontics at University of Minnesota from 1887 to 1892, and then from 1892 to 1898 at Northwestern University, and moved on to a couple more universities. And in 1917, he founded the Angle School of Orthodontics, which he himself had established as a specialty. So that's pretty cool. So when somebody tells you you have a class 1 occlusion, they mean an Angle's class occlusion. And that was described in late 1800s. Now, the next would be let's do root canals, the father of modern endodontics. And again, a couple names come up. Dr. Louis Grossman. And by the way, he lived from 1902 to 1988. And when I say the father of modern endodontics, I mean root canals, okay? So, endo means inside, dontics means tooth, and it means inside the tooth. So, what's interesting about this is all the dentists out there know that we use a sealer today doing root canals. It's called Grossman's sealer. Guess where it got its name? From the father of endodontics, Dr. Louis Grossman. And Dr. Grossman was known... He only dealt with the soft tissue, the sensitive tissue that fills the central cavity of a tooth. And I think it's so cool that the, again, this was 1902. And I know that today people fear root canals, but let me just tell you that you really don't need to. If you're numb, it doesn't matter what we do. You just don't feel it. You know, and anesthetic, you might remember we've talked about that in the past, was introduced in 1846. So luckily for Dr. Grossman, we already had local anesthetic before he started figuring out root canals and that sort of thing. And then the other name that needs mentioned is Dr. Herbert Schilder. And Dr. Schilder was born in 1930, a little early. No, he passed away in 2006, that's right. He was a pioneer. And is credited with a lot of findings. He was a member of the American Board of Endodontics in the 1970s, and he was the first vice president of the American Dental Association from 1990 to 1991. Now, I see that we're almost out of time. I have one more I want to mention, and again, you dentists listening are going to recognize this. It's the father of modern implant dentistry, Per Ingvar Brånemark, born in 1929. And after studying at the Lund University in Sweden, Brånemark became professor of anatomy at Gothenburg University in 1969. Been awarded many prizes for his work, including coveted Swedish Society of Medicine's Soderberg Prize in 92. And there is still a company called Brånemark. Brånemark implants are well known by dentists and placed every day in all over the world. Okay, I have to give out the answer to today's question of the day. And we had one or two more guesses. Samantha guessed 41%. Kim guessed 60%. The real answer or the actual answer is 57%. So Kim came the closest. Congratulations, Kim. Again, happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there, to my my deceased father and father-in-law, to my son who's about to be a dad here, and all of the other dads. Go out and have a great day. And all of the rest of you, go out and pick up the phone, give your dad a call, give him a hug, and let him know that you love him. Thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. We will see you right back here next Sunday morning at 7 here on Sunday 95, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.